So there have been protests about police brutality, Todd said, but not only about what is happening in the United States, but about something that happened in Japan. Whether or not discrimination played a role in the incident, in the wake of Floyd's death, it has sparked a wider discussion in Japan about the pervasiveness of racism and discrimination in the country. It's becoming more of a talking point, Todd said. The protests in the Americas. Anti-racist protests are also springing up across Latin America and Canada. In Brazil, which was the last country in the West to abolish slavery, rising anti-racist fervor has been additionally fueled by the disparate impact of the coronavirus outbreak on the country's predominantly black and mixed-race population. As of late June, Brazil had the second highest number of confirmed COVID cases in the world after the United States, and the Brazilian Health Ministry has been sounding the alarm for months about disproportionately high death rates among residents who identify as black and brown. Gabriela Nunes, an organizer of Vidas Pretas Importam, the Brazilian chapter of Black Lives Matter, told Newsweek that black people in Brazil are tired every day. A black person is dying. A black person is being killed. And the coronavirus is not the only killer. In Rio de Janeiro, police have killed nearly 9,000 people in the last decade, according to Human Rights Watch. More than three-quarters of those who died were black men. Meanwhile, in the first 4 months of 2020 alone, Rio police killed 606 people by their own count. Even in April, robberies and other crimes dropping dramatically amid COVID-19 lockdown measures, police violence surged, according to HRW, with police killing nearly six people a day, representing a 43% spike from the same month last year.